Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good Life Project is sponsored by the ADHD Aha podcast hosted by Laura Key. So I've been kind of amazed at how many conversations I've had lately with people later in life who are wondering if they have ADHD. It can be hard to understand what ADHD is by looking at a list of symptoms. So in each episode of ADHD Aha, you'll hear heartfelt interviews about the unexpected, emotional, even funny ways that ADHD symptoms surface for adults. Like the recent episode with ADHD coach Emily Weinberg, which really resonated with me. Her story about how she was thinking she was, quote, just lazy before her diagnosis because she wasn't hyperactive really struck a chord. Her feeling frozen and stuck ruminating on mounting to-do lists is just so relatable for so many people. It's really validating to hear others articulate those experiences. Each episode of ADHD Aha features candid tales of realizing that your loved one has ADHD. You'll hear the unexpected, emotional ways that it manifests in adults through heartfelt interviews. ADHD Aha captures the authentic human experience of ADHD. So if you want a fresh personal perspective that embraces the messiness, listen to ADHD Aha. Search for ADHD Aha in your podcast app. That's ADHD Aha with Aha spelled A-H-A. It's an aha moment you won't miss. This week's Good Life Project Riff is brought to you by a dear friend of mine, Lewis Howes, who many of you may recognize as a former guest on Good Life Project. He's also the founder of School of Greatness and the School of Greatness podcast, and a brand new book by the same name, School of Greatness. He's an incredibly accomplished athlete, business person, and just a straight up good human being. So I'm going to turn it over to Lewis to share some thoughts with you now.
So I've been having this thought lately about skills and about bringing on new skills. And about 10 years ago, I got done finished playing football, and I had about a year and a half where I was in limbo trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And during that time, something interesting happened. I had this passion for learning new skills because I had all this free time. And I remember I picked up public speaking training. I found a mentor and a coach, and I went to public speaking once a week, and then I would practice that. I also picked up salsa dancing. I had all this free time, so I started doing salsa dancing. I started watching YouTube video lessons of salsa moves and practicing it in my mirror during the day. Then I would go out and get group lessons and practice at the club and build upon that skill of salsa dancing. I started learning marketing online. I started picking up these skills of marketing and PR and branding. I found mentors and coaches to shape me and teach me these things, but I was also just learning them on my own. I was finding the information online on YouTube, on blogs, podcasts, videos, things like that. And then I picked up a new sport. I picked up the sport called team handball and really immersed myself in learning these skills. And I've noticed that over the last decade, I've loved learning. You know, Jonathan talks about learning and how it's important for him to constantly learn and grow. And that's why he reads so much and he's constantly doing research. And for me, I love being active when I learn. I love picking up new skills and adding like this unlimited tool belt of experiences, of knowledge, of wisdom, even just a little bit here and there where I can relate to people and connect with people and put back into my business and add to my story. And I find it interesting, no matter where I go, who I meet with, who I talk to, where I'm speaking at, who I'm interviewing, because over the last decade, I've been committed to adding skills to my self, to my brand, to my business, to my personal life. Because I've built these skills and now have access to these tools, I feel it's so much easier to connect and relate to people. And someone was telling me the other day, you know, there's something about you, you have this gift where you can really relate and connect to people. And I think one of the reasons is because I've built up a number of skills. You know, I've in my business in the online world, I can talk to designers and programmers because I picked up enough skill in that area to be able to communicate. When I go salsa dancing, I have a level of communication with the complete strangers all around the world because I have that skill and I can connect and be intimate and they can understand me for at least a moment and I can understand them for at least that moment. When I'm playing sports, I'm able to speak the language of my teammates. They understand, they know where I'm going to be, they can trust me. And I think one of the things that we should always focus on, no matter if we have a vision of being a great entrepreneur, if we want to be a great mother or father, if we want to be an artist, be an athlete, it doesn't matter what our vision is. I think it's so important to constantly be adding new skills to our tool belt. And that could be around your vision. That could be, you know, as an athlete, you're going to pick up another skill with that sport. But really, the thing I want to mention today is never underestimate how powerful you can be when you add a new skill set to your life, even if you don't think it relates to anything you're doing. But someday down the road, down the line, you're going to meet someone where that skill is going to add so much value in that moment. It may be being of service to that person. It may be helping them in some way. It may be just having a moment where you both understand each other. And that is going to really propel you to living a good life, to living a great life. And it's going to make you feel more fulfilled because you're going to have the confidence when you are met with different situations because you have these tools, these skill sets that you can then take action and use in a powerful way. Every new skill you learn and build in your life is going to give you more confidence, more poise, more grace, more understanding, and a deeper level of communicating with other people in the world. Hope you guys enjoyed this thought. I'm Lewis Howes, and this has been a Good Life Project Riff.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.